And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
So how do you grow your business via franchising? Nearly 60% of our retail GDP is made up of franchise businesses in 150 different industries. When I first got into franchising in the 1970s, it was basically all auto service and fast food. But today, over 150 different verticals, from healthcare to financial services to education to you name it, uses the franchise model to power growth. In fact, it's one of our number one exports as we try and chip away at our growing trade deficit. 15 million people across our country work at franchise businesses, and for many of us, working at a franchise business was our very first job and our orientation towards the workplace. Franchising is regulated at both the federal and state level. At the federal level, the Federal Trade Commission, back in 1979, started mandating requirements about the type of disclosure that a franchisor would need to make to a franchisee. And about 15 states have their own special requirements for registration and disclosure. How do you know if you can franchise your business? First, is the business replicatable? Is it scalable? Have you developed systems and manuals and other repeatable practices that can be trained to franchisees? Some businesses are more replicatable than others. Some businesses rely more on the founder's presence than others. Look at your branding, your consumer loyalty, and whether or not your franchise would be a viable business opportunity, because it needs to be a win-win to both the franchisor and franchisee. If you're listening to today's segment as a prospective franchisee, you want to look carefully at the franchisor's offering documents, and you want to make sure that you talk to existing franchisees in the system. Franchising is going to continue to grow rapidly over the next 10 to 20 years. It's the ultimate capital-efficient growth strategy. You just need to figure out where you fit in as a franchisor or a franchisee in this exciting world of franchising.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.